should know more about climate change because we don't actually know what's going to happen in the future.
It's a big problem. If we don't sort it out, there'll be no polar bears left.
It's costing us lots of money because everything's changing. So we really need to get rid of it, really, and pretty quickly soon.
It's affecting like Antarctica so that all the water's melted.
And it's affecting earthquakes and hurricanes and stuff.
And it's also affecting like the wildlife, like polar bears and everything. Because the water's melting and there's nowhere else to go.
Do you know why it's happening?
Because people are using too much electricity.
And maybe because they're using a bit too much fuel in the cars and stuff.
And then the earth's getting really hot.
It's not really that understandable the way they explain it to people. So we don't know enough about why it's happening or how to stop it.
Well, how do you think we could change that?
Like they could explain it a little more like dumbed down for people like who don't understand all the science-y terms.
Diana Garnham and I'm Chief Executive of the Science Council.
Can you tell me how the Big Bang came about?
Well, the Big Bang's attached to the National Science Competition, but it's essentially a fair for young people to introduce them to all the wonderful things they can do with science and all the wonderful things that science can do. But it's also got a careers element. It's about praising young people for how much they're achieving, and the Big Bang brings it all together.
So what kind of events and exhibits have we got going on?
Well, there are a number of major sponsors showcasing what they're doing in science and innovation. But also, from my point of view, in the Science Council, there's been a lot of collaboration between the Science Council's 30 members. So we've got two showcased projects which bring together issues around climate change and the environment, and another one that looks at all of the different sciences involved in health. And those scientists are working closely together from a range of different institutions.
So how do you think the kids have responded? We've got loads of postcards here about what they think about climate change.
I think it's been lovely for the range of things that people can do. They can look at everything from robots to bits of the body. They can send messages. And perhaps the most important thing is interact with working scientists of all ages and doing all sorts of different things. And that's where you see that real personal engagement is going to be the thing that I think makes the biggest difference to their lives.
Hi, I'm Andrew and I work at the Science Museum in London.
Hi, I'm Carlos and I also work at the Science Museum in London.
So we're here up at the Big Bang Fair and we are having a blast. We are basically doing lots of kitchen science demos with all the school groups who are in here. So we're doing Alka-Seltzer rockets, we've got our cornflower slime, you can have a go at the crazy egg trick, lots of stuff that people can have a go at and do at home as well.
And we're also playing with a theremin, which is that noise that you hear in the background. It's the only musical instrument that you can play without touching. And
Can you hear it?
Can just hear it. Where is it coming from?
It's coming from here.
Look, we have sort of decorated.
And that's famous as the theme tune to Doctor Who. It's played on that instrument.
So have you found the kids today?
Crazy, but a lot of fun, and they're all into science, which is what we like.
Hi, I'm Natalie from Bang Goes the Theory, and it's been really, really good seeing so many kids come and getting involved in science at the Big Bang Fair. And we've just had so many people coming through getting really excited about seeing how science works in their everyday lives, being the presenters and getting involved in the show in a deeper way than just watching it on TV. So it's been really great to see people getting enthused and getting hold of science for themselves.
I think it's been very important to have a career strand through the work that's been going on. It's all very well bringing young people in to play with robots and gadgets and have fun. But actually the point to this is that the UK needs far more scientists and engineers. So we need to sow the seed that it could be them. That's been a very important message. And I think the careers projects here have been a great eye-opener. They've not only helped the organisations to work together, but we've seen, we've learned a lot from the questions that we're being asked, so that next year we can really address individuals' questions, and particularly the parents' questions.
It must be quite inspiring for the kids as well to have all the students involved in the competitions in amongst all these scientists.
I think you only have to look around to see how hardworking the competition entries have been in terms of communicating, often with younger students. But that's worked very well. The sort of the older 16, 17, 18 year olds talking to the younger students. You can see lovely, engaging young people who have worked so hard to get the message out.
I'm Thomas Hearing from the Thomas Hardy School, a Nuffield Science Bursary student, and my project was mapping Monmouth Beach and the eroding ammonite pavement. Over summer of 2009, I spent 6 weeks doing a Nuffield Science Bursary project on Monmouth Beach, which is near Lyme Regis on the Jurassic Coast in Dorset. It's England's first natural World Heritage Site, and there's one particular part of it which is eroding very badly and very quickly. Because it's a natural World Heritage Site, we can't interfere with the erosion, but we can at least monitor what's there while we've still got it. So this project was a baseline study to see what was there now and to set up the possibility of monitoring erosion in the future.
So have you always been interested in geology?
Lifelong. You know, when you're sort of six and most kids know the names of every single dinosaur, not 6-year-old me could beat me now at naming them. And walking with dinosaurs came along at just the right time to keep me going, keep me interested. And then here we are. I mean, I'm sort of started with fossils and paleontology because you can find it, you can do it really easily, anyone can. And more recently, I've been fairly good at maths, so I'm now sort of looking into seismology and trying to get into that area of things as well, especially with the school seismology project run by BGS. So
it's the awards tonight?
Yeah, the awards tonight. I'm one of the five finalists.
Oh, really? Brilliant.
For the science and maths section. So hopefully something from that,
yeah.
Hi, I'm Jonathan Blackburn. I work at Siemens in Congleton. Different companies are having to focus in on climate change as a key aspect of what they do as an organisation. For Siemens, that means thinking about different ways of providing energy, doing it greener, but also doing it leaner and more efficient and being more productive in what we do. We look at things like wind turbines and how we can create new energy sources from wind turbines, but also get the consumer perspective on how it ultimately affects the environment in terms of what we do. So we do a lot of work with people, like we do when we get the kids on board today, and finding out what it means to them in terms of climate change, but also reducing CO2 emissions, finding out new ways, more efficient ways and greener ways of doing it.
Sally Gold, I'm head of social investment at Shell. We face a massive challenge at Shell, but also as a society, that we call the energy challenge. By 2050, we're going to have 10 billion people compared to the 7-ish billion that we have today. And we'll also, those 10 billion people are going to use double the energy that we need today. So the challenge is, how do we supply that energy in a clean and in a safe way? So we're doing our best at Shell to develop some alternative energies to make the most of the resources that we already have. But what we've been challenging the kids here at the Big Bang to do is to tell us how they think the energy future looks like. So we've been asking them, what will your car look like that you drive in 2050? What sort of house will you live in? How different will it be from today? And where will you be getting that energy from? And some of the drawings that the students have been producing are just fantastic, amazingly creative, and really just showing, I hope, that we've got them thinking about how they use energy and where they get it from.
The UK, because it's a separate island, we can really use wave power, because there's so many waves and spaces which people don't use, like by the cliffs, you can use the wave power.
You should advertise biodiesel more on the TV and radio, etc., so people are more aware of it.
Use less petrol and turn off your lights and stuff after. Like, we've got like space channels in space, and then we can like look at Earth properly, and if we slow down gas and everything like that.
I think that sort of a group of scientists / businesses should sort of possibly come together and give a proposal of how we could actually manage to do something about it.
This year the Big Bang Fair's in Manchester, it was London last year. Is that something that's quite important?
I think it's been very important and a lesson for us to come up to a region. The Northwest RDA has been very, very engaged, and what we've seen here is much greater visibility of small business, which is an important message. 70% of the jobs will be with small businesses. I think also they've managed to coordinate it better in the Northwest in terms of the schools coming in, and we've seen, I think it's something like 60% of the schools are really very local. Next year we're in London, and it'll be a different venue again, although it's a bigger open space. The region may or may not be involved, and of course we have less manufacturing in the southeast, so it'll have a different flavour, but it gives us another opportunity to improve.
So I've come to talk to Tom again because his project on the Jurassic Coast has won a prize.
I am now the Young Scientist of the Year for 2010.
Are you surprised?
I'm very. I wasn't expecting anything. I mean,
I only entered because my teacher suggested that I should, because students come last year and had a really good time about it. So came down to the Big Bang looking for a good time and ended up winning a prize, which is brilliant. I want to push geology. It's such a good way of getting kids interested in, well, not just geology, but in all sciences, because geology encompasses all sciences. It encompasses biology, chemistry, physics, maths. It's such an interesting, diverse subject, but there's so little of it around. My project was the only geology project I could find here. It was the only one anywhere, so hopefully more in the future.
Hi, I'm Tom McKillop. I'm the president of the Science Council. This has been quite an experience over the last 2 days. It's been wonderful to see all these kids pouring through the doors, their eyes lighting up, and they're so full of enthusiasm for science and engineering and the challenges that the world faces today. It's wonderful to see just how they embrace the excitement of technology and the importance of technology in dealing with many of the issues we face as society. I think events like this have an enormous importance in shaping the minds of youngsters.
I think that climate change should be taken more seriously.
I think we should do more about it.
I think it's dangerous for like our children, they'll suffer.
It needs to be dealt with a lot more. It needs to be put even more in the public awareness and in schools so the upcoming generation can do everything they can to help deal with it before it's too late.
Well, I said that I think it's more important than the recession or anything like that, because if we don't do anything soon, then there won't be like a nice place for like our kids to live.